Masechet Midot Perek Bet, Mishnah Vav. In the last Mishnah we mentioned there's 15 steps that go from the woman's courtyard to the courtyard of Israel, to Ezrat Israel. Each step was Na'amahai. So there's 7.5 amot in difference between the Ezrat Nashim and also the Ezrat Israel, a difference between the two of them. Here we'll say that the space under the Ezrat Israel was used in order to store certain items in the Beit HaMikdash. Mishnah says, Ulshakot hayu tahat Ezrat Israel uptuhot le'ezrat nashim. There were two chambers built beneath the courtyard of Israel, and the doors of these chambers were on the eastern side and opened to the woman's courtyard. She'sham halvi'im notnim kinorot unvalim. In these places, the Levi'im would keep their harps, their lyres, their cymbals, and all other musical instruments that were not being used. The Mishnah describes two areas, the inner courtyard, the Ezrat Israel, and the courtyard of the Kohanim, like we'll elaborate on in Perek Heh. Ezrat Israel hayta orech me'a ama o'shloshim v'hamesh al rohav ahat esre. The courtyard of Israel, which is the first area of the inner courtyard, it's a very thin section. You'll notice on the picture that we sent, just inside the eastern wall. It's 135 amot in length, but only 11 amot wide. So it goes along in the thin, if you're looking at the Beit HaMikdash, it's a rectangle. So it goes across all the way in one direction, from side to side, we'll call it. But it's very thin. It's only 11 amot. It's only 11 amot wide. V'chein Ezrat Kohanim hayta orech 135 al rohav 11. The Kohen courtyard as well, the second area of the inner courtyard, right after the courtyard of Israel, was 135 amot by 11 amot in width. So very similar in terms of its size. There was wooden beams that protruded from the courtyard's northern and southern walls, separating between the courtyard of Israel and the courtyard of the Kohanim, to show there's a boundary between them because they had different levels of Kedusha. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in addition to these beams separating, there was a step in the Ezrat Israel, one Amahai, that ran from north to south, that showed the western edge of the courtyard. There was a platform that the Levi'im stood while they were singing, that was placed on top of this one Amah step that ran the entire length of the courtyard. Uba shalosh ma'alot shel hatzi Amah, and in the eastern side of the platform, it was carved three steps. Each step was half an amah high. Nimset Ezrat Kohanim gevoha me'ezrat Israel shete amot u'mehetza. We see from here, after we take everything into account, the one amah large step and then the platform, which was 1.5 amot, because each step, the three steps, were half an amah, we find that the courtyard of the Kohanim is higher than the Ezrat Israel by 2.5 amot. Kol ha'azara hayta orech 187 al rohav 135. The entire inner courtyard was 187 amot in length and 135 amot in width. Ushlosh esre hishtahavayot hayusham. There were 13 places of bowing there in the courtyard, which is corresponding to the places where the soreg was repaired, as we mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. Abba Yosef ben Hanan omer keneged shelosha asar she'arim. Says Abba Yosef ben Hanan, the 13 places of bowing were correspond to the 13 gates of the courtyard. As you passed each gate, you would bow down to praise the beauty of the Beit HaMikdash. Tanakama agrees that there's 13 gates, but doesn't agree that the six smaller gates were important enough to bring on a person to bow. So therefore, we have this 13 bows that we have to connect them to. So according to Tanakama, we'll connect it to the broken spots of the Soreg as opposed to the gates, because six of them were just too small. We'll list now the 13 courtyard gates, including the ones that we mentioned earlier on in the Masechet. She'arim deromayim simuchim lema'arav. The southern gates starting in the west were as follows. Sha'ar ha'elyon, the upper gate. Sha'ar ha'delek, sha'ar ha'bechorot, sha'ar ha'mayim, the firewood gate, the firstborn's gate, and the water gate. We mentioned all of these in the first perek. Why was this last gate called the water gate? Because through this gate, they would bring the pitcher of water for the nisuch hamayim on Sukkot. Every day of Sukkot, they would bring water into the courtyard through the water gate, and they would pour it on the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer ubo hamayim mefakim. Says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that the water gate was not named for events that happened right now, but for things that will happen in the future, that there's going to be a stream of water that will flow through the courtyard of the third Beit HaMikdash, will be as wide as the stream that pours from a jug. In the future, it's going to come out from under the entrance of the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says that based on what Yehezkel prophesied about, in the third Beit HaMikdash, there's going to be a stream of water as wide as the antenna of a locust, and it will flow out of the Kodesh HaKodashim. It will flow into the courtyard from under the entrance of the Hechal, and it will turn to the south and flow out the water gate, and it gets wider and wider as it goes. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov tells us that the water gate is going to be as wide as the flow of water that pours from the jug. Opposite the southern gate with the gates in the north, which start from the west, Sha'ar Yechonya. The Yechonya Gate, which was another name for the Sha'ar HaNitzotz, the Spark Gate. Sha'ar HaKorban, the Offering Gate. Sha'ar HaNashim, the Woman's Gate, which a woman who came to the Beit HaMikdash with the Korban, they would come through here. Sha'ar HaShir, the Song Gate, another name for the Gate of the Hall of Fire that we mentioned. The Levi'im would bring their musical instruments into the courtyard through this gate. Why was the first gate that we mentioned called the Yechonya Gate? Because Yechonya exited the courtyard when he was exiled. The first king in the final days, or the Jewish king in the days of the first Beit HaMikdash, the last one, he was taken captives by Bavel. And before he left Yerushalayim, he entered the Beit HaMikdash one more time to pray, and he exited through this way. Sheba Mizrach, Sha'ad Nikanor. In the east was Nikanor Gate, as we mentioned. Ushne Pishpashim Hayulo Ehad Mimino Ve'ehad Misemolo. There were two small doorways in the wall next to it, one to its right and one to its left, that people would use when exiting the courtyard. Ushnaim B'ma'arav Lo Hayalahem Shem. The two minor gates in the west, which were also used for exits, did not have a name because they weren't used often.